We're here with Nate Curtis, owners of Blue Sky Pest Control, experts in their own right on the topic of all things creepy and crawly. Again, y'all are offering a value-added offer for just Rosie on the House listeners just until noon today. How would they take advantage of that?
Go ahead and call into the office at 480-635-8492 or go to us on the web to get our phone number and then call in. And it's a $49 initial service regardless of the size of the home if somebody joins on one to our regular treatment plans for general pest control. That covers scorpions, ants, crickets, black widows, all the common Arizona pests.
All right. We've been talking bees for a bit. We've been talking mosquitoes for a bit. We promised we'd come back and talk about the unique mosquito we've got here in Arizona and how to protect your home from being one of the micro environments that they love. Where are they finding that they like? We were talking about dog kiddie pools a minute ago.
Yeah, the reason why this has become more and more prevalent is because the main species of mosquito that is the main vector of Zika is actually the Aedes aegypti, and we do have that in Arizona now. Now, there hasn't been any transmissions of Zika here, but we want people to be aware of how you can hopefully minimize. If everybody's kind of focused on it, we can hopefully, you know, it can be a group effort basically and help reduce the mosquitoes because that specific species, they prefer man-made containers.
So how do they know that?
It's just, I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, when you think of how small a mosquito is, how small must their brain be?
Yeah. It's just what they prefer. See, some mosquitoes will actually lay their eggs on top of the water itself, like in little rafts, like the Sulex. But this Aedes, they actually lay their eggs singly and they'll glue it right to like the inside of a plastic cup right above the margin of the water. So the level of the water, they'll glue it, and they'll glue several single ones right above it, and they'll glue several of them. And then as soon as that water comes back up again, and so they could lay their eggs, and then if you get sprinklers get in that little cup or bucket, or if you have an area where it puddles in your yard, you want to try to fix that. And so if you can reduce standing water, it can greatly help because then you're minimizing their breeding sites, like pools, swimming pools. If your pool's not being properly kept, you can get mosquitoes that are breeding. A pool can breed thousands to thousands to hundreds of thousands of mosquitoes in a single pool. So, you know, if everybody's vigilant about it, we can do things to help reduce the mosquitoes.
Because we see stuff around people's home, like let's say you have a raft that is no longer blown up, that's a pool toy. You can get a puddle of water in there that's not even very deep, but that can be a place where these mosquitoes totally thrive. And so it's not you don't need a ton of water. People think, well, I don't have any standing water in my home, not realizing that they have pool toys or they have kid toys, that when the sprinklers come on, it's creating these little buckets of water that if it's in the shade, it's not going to evaporate during the day.
Like, for example, at my house last year, I went to inspect because I'm like, the mosquitoes, I start to notice a few mosquitoes in my backyard. I went to inspect. We had moved. We'd had some friends over to have a barbecue. We had moved the kids' little wagon, their little red flyer, to the side of the house. It had gotten a little bit of water. We're talking maybe a quarter of an inch. It actually only less than that can breed mosquitoes. And sure enough, I saw a little larva in the water. And by my pool, the little hole that they build into your pool decking where the umbrella or the volleyball net goes, when I had taken the umbrella out, I forgot to put the little cap on it. It only had maybe a half an inch of water in there. That was maybe only an inch and a half in diameter. There was a bunch of little larvae in there. So we're talking small little areas that can create a nesting site. So it's not just like, oh, I don't have a bird bath. I don't have a little pond in my backyard. No. We left a little solo cup by the pool, and it had just a little bit of liquid. That can breed hundreds of mosquitoes.
You know, back in Louisiana, when we want to have a barbecue, we have this propane torch that exudes this cloud of gas all through the back. I don't know, malathion, Agent Orange, I don't know what it is. But you can literally, on the bayou, fog your neighborhood and literally be mosquito-free for about two and a half hours. You know what? I was in Cal, the new store up in Prescott.
Cal Ranch.
I was in Cal Ranch, and they've got that torch fogger. I thought sure it was something my grandpa invented and was illegal, but they actually had it on the shelves at Cal Ranch.
Probably a thermal fogger.
You know, it fires up and it heats this chemical up, and you pull the trigger, and I mean, it's blowing smoke like you just can't imagine.
That's a thermal fogger, yeah. It's
Curtis, Nate, Blue Sky Pest Control, again, the number for the Rosie Only offer, real quick, the phone number?
It's 480-635-8492, and we're taking calls until noon today.
Blue Sky Pest Control. Folks, we've had a loaded show for y'all today. I told you you would need your safety gear, your hat, and your eye protection, and your seatbelt. I hope we delivered. I hope you had fun. And I hope you join us again next Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House. But don't get scared. All week long, you can find us at rosieonthehouse.com. What a wonderful world.